This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Bustin' with the Boys podcast is a podcast that has former Titan tackle Taylor Lewan on it, along with Will Compton, who played in the NFL for a while. And they had Delanie Walker on 3 months ago. Delanie Walker played with Taylor Lewan in Tennessee. He was a tight end for the Titans.
Yeah, man, I think he made the Pro Bowl at least three or four times. He's a really good player for them.
Good player.
Yeah.
3 months ago, Delanie Walker said, I just watched the video, that Shedeur Sanders was going to be taken in the fifth round.
Yep.
And he bet $1,000.
Each of those guys.
Yep, that he wouldn't go in the first two rounds, but he said he's going to go all the way in the fifth round. I mean, that is incredible.
Well, he saw something that I think we've all finally come to realize.
And he was like incredulous about it. He's like, you'll see. He's like, these guys are like, there's no way. There's no way. Like, you want to tell me that he slips like in the second round somewhere, like Will Levis or something, but there's no way.
Yeah, they said to him, all right, we'll make the bet. If he goes in the first two rounds, we win the bet. If anything after the second round, you win the bet.
Yeah.
And he won the bet, $2,000. And he was, you go back and you look at that video, he was pretty emphatic about the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, he was just like, he was almost getting annoyed with the fact that they were just flabbergasted by his take. He's like, you're going to see. He's like, you're going to see. He's not going to go. He's going to go all the way in the fifth round. So he was the one guy who thought that, and then he said he also evaluated him and then had talked to other people. So he wasn't just guessing. I mean, he had an idea, but that was 3 months ago when Shedeur was still considered for like the second or third overall pick.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting, and one of the people I talked to over the weekend is how the altitude supposedly helps Shador's arm strength. Now, I don't know, and I asked this one person, I said, what do you mean by that? He goes, watch the Nebraska game when they played in Lincoln.
Okay.
And look at the difference of the way the ball was coming out of his hand as opposed to playing at 7,000 feet.
Did you feel that way when you played out in Denver?
I didn't. And it was interesting when I was playing in Arizona, we did practice up at Flagstaff so that we were up that high.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the ball like coming out of my hand easier or the ball, you know, looking like it had more steam on it. And I don't know. I mean, and this is what these guys get paid to do. They get paid to, like, look at every little aspect of every player.
Sure. I mean, I understand, but, you know, he's not the first guy to have played in Denver or had home games in Colorado, rather. You know, I mean, that's to me seems like a bizarre criticism. But if he doesn't have, they don't believe he has big arm strength, then maybe there's something to it. But I mean, every single thing now is being nitpicked with the two.
It is. I remember the whole padding of the ball.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, when we just go over the last 5 months of all the little things that came out, and then you add it all together, then maybe that's why Delanie Walker was so confident in his prediction.
Yeah, I mean, and really, it's not over yet. I mean, it's not like he's going to be a Cleveland Brown. It's locked in. He's going to be a Cleveland Brown for the rest of his career. I mean, who knows if he even makes it out of training camp?
Yeah, but who's to say that he can't be the starter?
Well, that too. I mean, it's a really unique situation where he could end up coming out of camp starting, or end up coming out of camp cut. I mean, but we are a fifth round pick, number 144 in a quarterback room, and there's three guys ahead of you. It's no lock that you make the team.
Go back and look at the scouting report on Tom Brady. Go back and look at the scouting report on Brock Purdy. Go back and look at the scouting report on Dak Prescott. And, you know, what's interesting to me is supposedly Tom Brady was mentoring this kid, and the Raiders still didn't take him.
Yeah.
And they could have used, and, you know, that would have been a good spot for him, I think. Sit behind Geno, watch Geno Smith. It was Geno's been through the ringer.
Yeah, and also there's been a lot of comparisons, his style of play and Geno Smith.
The other thing, too, is I think it would have been great for Pete Carroll to have him. Like Pete Carroll would have broken through whatever needed to be broken through. Like when you played for Pete Carroll, you loved Pete Carroll.
Yeah. And now he's in Cleveland, where it's tough to thrive. Tough place to thrive there as a Cleveland Brown.
Yes, it is.